Dead drops are the most secure form of exchanging physical objects and other items without two field agents being seen together. This way, any observers will not know the full relationship between the two individuals. We will use the phrase spy drop to remember this important operating procedure. When operating in the field, remember the mnemonic spy drop or S-P-Y-D-R-O-P. S is for stealthy approach. An agent must meticulously plan and execute a covert approach to the dead drop location, avoiding any suspicious activity or arousing the attention of bystanders or potential adversaries. This involves selecting inconspicuous routes and employing subtle movements to maintain a low profile. P is for preparedness. Before heading out on the mission, the agent must be fully prepared with all the necessary tools and equipment for retrieving the dead drop. They must also review any specific information regarding the drop, including SSTV images, descriptions, position, and be well prepared to retrieve the drop by not appearing to be searching for something. Afterwards, the agent should have everything they need to make use of the drop, including decryption devices, codebooks, and communication devices. Being well prepared ensures a smooth and efficient operation. Y is for your cover story. In case the agent's presence arouses curiosity, having a well-crafted cover story is crucial. This fictional background should align with the agent's surroundings and purpose in the area, making it more plausible for any inquiries or unexpected encounters. If someone questions any search for a hidden object, explain that you are just looking for a geocache, or your local church is putting on a scavenger hunt. D is for disguise and blend. Effective disguises are essential for concealing the agent's identity. The agent should adapt physical appearances, clothing, and demeanor to blend into the local environment seamlessly, making it difficult for adversaries or surveillance to recognize them. The agent should avoid elaborate novelty disguises, such as fake mustaches, odd glasses, large fedoras, or long trench coats. Know when to dress up or dress down and blend in with the people around you. R is for reconnaissance. Prior to the operation, thorough reconnaissance of the dead drop location and its surroundings is vital. This includes studying the area's layout, security measures, potential hazards, and any changes since the last visit, allowing the agent to plan their approach with accuracy. When conducting reconnaissance, it is important to change your appearance afterwards, so you are not recognized during the drop retrieval visit. O is for observation. During the retrieval mission, the agent must remain vigilant and observant, assessing any changes in the environment or unexpected movements that might indicate potential threats or surveillance. Staying alert enhances the agent's ability to adapt to evolving situations. P is for Plan B, otherwise known as your backup plan. No operation is entirely risk-free, and spies must always have a contingency plan in place in case of unforeseen circumstances or complications. A well-thought-out Plan B provides an alternative course of action to ensure the dead drop is retrieved successfully, even if the initial plan fails. By following the spy drop procedures, an agent can increase their chances of retrieving a dead drop discreetly and securely, avoiding detection and ensuring the sensitive information reaches the intended recipient without compromise. Please get your answer sheet ready for this lesson's quiz. We will pause for a moment with music while you get ready. Question 1. True or false? When retrieving a drop, you must wear a large fedora and fake mustache to avoid detection. Question 2. Which of the following is not a proper item to possess when retrieving for a dead drop? A metal detector. B. A small hand shovel. C. A flashlight. D. A printout of the decrypted dead drop information. Question 3. When searching for a dead drop, what should you do? A. Ask nearby people if they have seen a strange item hidden. B. Ask other bystanders to help you find the drop as it is a church scavenger hunt. C. Be discreet and avoid being noticed. D. Play SSTV recordings on a boombox to verify the image with the drop location. Question 4. If a police officer approaches you and asks what you are searching for, you should A. Admit you are a secret agent for a foreign private military company and present your British Overseas Territory passport, stating you are performing official business. B. Ask the police officer to help you find a lost item. C. Quickly run away from the officer and hide. D. Tell the officer you are hunting for a geocache, and discreetly search far from the location of the drop. Question 5. An example plan B would be A. Quickly removing yourself from the situation when safe to do so. B. Detaining a counter-operative who retrieved the drop items. Giving up. D. Firing your issued weapon into the air. You may now submit your answers for review. This concludes your spy drop lesson.